People need advice. And we, the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show, minus Free Beer today, are here to help. So it's the Loverman and the Scissor Sisters.
It's the And Hot Wings Show today.
It is. It is. It's the And Hot Wings Show today. We like that. We like that. So if you need advice, maybe you're going through something with your relationship, your family, your job, maybe you need a coin flip. 1-800-947-3979. You can text or call that number if you need advice. If you don't have our app downloaded, we gave it a whole new facelift. The app is working nice and smooth. Download the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show app. You can also text in your advice questions on that.
Yeah, we did it. We updated it all by ourselves.
Yeah.
Hot Wings has been in the lab.
Yeah, it took a lot of time. I had to learn to code.
Doing lots of coding and all of that stuff. Yeah, we haven't flipped a coin in a long time.
It has been a long time since.
I just want to hear that sound.
I know. Well, it's nice.
Nice.
I still can't believe people don't think that's real, but I guess on the other end of it, it sounds so audible when it drops that it's hard to believe that it's away from a microphone because of how loud it is.
Yeah, it's like a 1 pound piece of aluminum.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's a big disc of aluminum.
Sorry, Muffin. I definitely scared her. She's standing there like,
she got her big old bug I'm scared eyes on.
She's sorry, way over here. Yeah. Way to go, okay. Steve. You just so badly want to hear it, and you terrified the little dog.
Well, like I said, if you need advice, give us a call or text 1-800-947-3979. I will say, the other day when we did our Loverman and Scissor Sisters podcast, we had an awesome conversation about dating post-divorce.
We did.
And unfortunately, that didn't even record. It recorded us. You could see us in the video, but you would hear what our local radio station was playing.
Yeah, it was perfect if you were a lip reader. You might have been able to glean the conversation.
But Howings, I thought you gave such great advice. So if y'all want to, are you okay with doing that here really quickly so we can kind of share what went on?
Probably, though I don't remember what we were.
I'll set you up again because I am 6 months post-separation, officially divorced as well. I'm not interested in dating at all, but I had friends in town over the weekend and they were kind of asking where I'm at, just trying to feel it out. Are you ready to start dating? And I am so shut off from it that I'm wondering, like, will I ever get that mojo back? Right? Kind of a feeling. Will I ever get back the desire to more than flirt? Because I love flirting right now. That's super fun.
Yeah.
And so I asked Hot Wings, when you separated and you were divorced, how long it took you to get back in the game? And did it feel as embarrassing as I feel about it?
Yes. You know, obviously everybody's different. Some people get divorced and they're like dating a week later, you know, or sometimes they're dating before anything even goes down when they know it's done. Mine was a really, really slow burn. My ex and I, like, we saw the writing on the wall for a while and there wasn't like, you know, some people have like that pivotal moment where it's like, oh, you did this or you did this. And it's like a real, you know, somebody cheats or something. We didn't have that. It was just, unfortunately, it just kind of, you know, slowly wasn't working. And we realized that it wasn't going to happen. So anyway, it was a really slow burn. Like, I bought my house and I had it for a year before I moved out and moved into that. It was a year after that before we were officially divorced. And then it was after the divorce, it was like almost a year after that before I went on a date.
Yeah.
And in that case, it happened to be somebody that I had gone to high school with. So it was kind of low risk.
Yeah.
You know, it was somebody I knew and we started talking. And we went, so we went out a couple of times, but she lived 2 hours away. So that wasn't really, for me, it wasn't like a real viable thing.
Yeah. But it felt good to get back out there and feel wanted. And
it did. It was, it was definitely good. And it was a good way to put my toe in the water, so to speak. But I didn't want to do dating apps because of ego.
Yeah.
My ego was really bruised because I thought, well, once I got divorced, I go, well, I've got friends who know people and this and that. And I thought people would go, oh, I got the perfect girl for you. I got this. And I go, oh, I'll be. And then that never happened. And I was like, oh, well, this sucks. I kind of thought people would help. And then I didn't want to do dating apps because I'm like, I mean, it sounds conceited, but I go, people know who I am. Like, one, it's embarrassing. Like, I shouldn't have, like, you're telling yourself, I shouldn't have to do this. I know people and people know me and they know I'm divorced and I'm available, and but nobody cares. Maybe no one loves me. No one likes me. No one will ever love me.
Am I the problem? Is it been me the whole time?
So I spent, you know, there were plenty of times where I'd be by myself just going, oh my God, maybe I'm the type of person no one will ever love. Like, I don't know what to do and no one likes me and no one cares and I'm so alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, then Freebeer went through his situation and it took him, like, he didn't think twice about it. He goes, I'm going to do dating apps. And I've been thinking about it for like 2 years. Yeah. And I go, oh. Well, it turns out no one cares, and he met Kayla, and now
yeah.
they're married.
Right? Yeah. What's funny about him and Kayla, too, is that she passed him up, was it twice?
Yes.
On two different apps because she thought it was a bit for the show.
Yeah, because she recognized him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was. Yeah,
it is a bit for the show.
Yeah. Really long con.
Yeah, so I was really worried about that because I was like, well, one, it's embarrassing, but also, I don't know, like, my first sets of profiles, I didn't say what I did.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want somebody to date me because I'm Hot Wings. You know what I mean? I wanted somebody to date me because they go, oh, he's got an interesting profile and he seems like a guy I would like. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
So I was worried about that. It turns out none of that really mattered at all. I went on several different dates and I've dated different women at different times and to different degrees of success. And so, you know, it's just, it kind of depends on the situation. Like, you know, you're ready when you're ready.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't feel bad about not feeling ready.
Right.
And you also shouldn't push it if you're not, you
know,
I mean, but if you are, you also shouldn't be ashamed if you got, you know, you broke up with somebody and you're like, I'm over it. I just want to go date somebody else.
Yeah.
That's fine too. If that's what works for you,
you know,
everybody's different. I think some people it's easy to sort of, put yourself in somebody else's situation. Well, I saw that. I mean, I even did it with Freebeer a little bit where I was like,
I've been divorced longer, right?
Yeah, I should have had this by now.
Right, and
it's envy for sure.
But what was holding me back was me.
Sure.
It was my I overthink, and it's a huge problem. And I, you know, and it's one of the things I talk about in therapy, like not overthinking. Sometimes it's okay to just make a decision. Sometimes,
yeah. Yeah, because I find myself in a situation where I'm so excited when my friends have met somebody because a lot of my friends have been single for a long time, whereas I've been in a relationship and was married. And before that, I was in a 4-year-long relationship. But even after that 4-year-long relationship, I think maybe because the breakup was similar to what you went through, Hot Wings a little more extended. We kind of saw it coming. So by the time he left and actually moved out a few months later, I was ready to date. And so to not feel that way, I also promised a lifetime with somebody. So that's a little bit different this round. So I think I'm adjusting there. I also haven't ever lived by myself, so I'm enjoying that. But it's an interesting thing to think back to of how quickly in one relationship and breakup, it's like, okay, I'm ready to get back out there. And now I'm more like, I'm still broken.
Oh yeah.
Don't touch me. I'll shatter.
It's even like the people,
don't ask me questions. I'll cry.
It's even like the people you hear about where, you know, they go through a breakup and it's painful and they've healed and they're good to go. And then they date somebody for 2 months. It's a casual sort of situationship kind of thing. And then when that ends, it almost hurts more because it's just, it's your expectations are different or you're a different person. And you thought you were ready for something and then it didn't happen the way you thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things hit different, too, as you get older. Like, I know for me, like, I had never really been dumped before.
Yeah.
Like, and then, you know, the marriage dissolves. And so that in of itself, you know, you're mourning. You are mourning a loss of you know, because people go, just get over it or do this. Or the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. You go, yeah, that's all well and good. But, like, this is like a death.
Mm-hmm.
This is the death of all the dreams I had. Like, so, you know, at this stage, everything I thought I would have now, I don't.
Yeah.
And same with her. I mean, it's the same situation in both ways where you go, oh, I thought I would live with the same person forever. And I thought we would do this and we'd go on these vacations and I would do that. I've done none of that because it didn't work out that way. So you have to get over that first.
And isn't it funny?
And that's
that
that's really hard to do. And then, you
that's
know,
that's harder than them actually dying. Like if they actually died, at least there's finality in it.
Right. I mean, it's true. And especially like, and then with a breakup, like I've dated a couple people, you know, longer term, after that. And I've, you know, it has blown up a couple of times and I've gotten really hurt, like really heartbroken. And that's really hard to deal with. And when you're 50, you go, I don't know how to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
I should have learned how to do this when I was 18, but I didn't have to because I was the one who broke up with people.
Yeah.
And
it,
now
it
I'm like, oh, man. And you're right. Like, it's hard. You go, I still have feelings and you don't. Maybe. Oh, do you? You do? No, you don't. You don't. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. I don't. Ah, you know, like,
please
this
like
is
me.
Awful.
Don't leave me. Change your mind.
It's like, please like me. I like you.
Can you love me long term, please?
Please like me back.
Don't leave me. I can't take that.
I have so much love to give.
Is that sound pathetic?
Yeah.
I just want to give it to somebody.
Someone love me.
I learned relationships from 80s rom-coms. It always works out. I'm Patrick Dempsey. Don't you want to ride off into the sunset on my lawnmower? Yes. That's the way this is supposed to work. It's supposed to be contentious. You're popular. I'm nerdy. And then at the end, we ride off together and we're happy. Wait, I'm alone. Uh-oh.
We just
gassed up.
We got one text asking for advice. You guys want to hear it?
Yes. Sure, yeah.
All right. From the 518. Hey, gang, I need help.
Okay.
My fiance and I have been together nearly 10 years.
Okay.
A handful of months ago, she lost her ring. It could have been anywhere in the world, and we looked everywhere that we could think of. At least I thought we did. I found it while cleaning under the car seats. She doesn't know. I don't know if I should give it back to her or make it a rare opportunity for a second proposal. She doesn't like being in the spotlight and was filled with emotion as the crowd clapped and cheered for us. So much so that she disappeared into the closest bathroom. I need advice on how to go about this. So
wait, what?
So the first time you proposed, it was in a public setting because a crowd clapped and cheered.
Okay, but she doesn't like
that. But she was embarrassed and went to hide in the bathroom. So now you want to do that same thing again?
I mean, I think doing a second proposal is kind of a cute idea, but you don't have to do it in public.
Yeah,
you know?
Make it private.
Or do it in a little less public setting. Yeah. I mean, obviously, that's fun for you, and it's fun if the other person enjoys it, but if it makes her anxious,
yeah,
then don't do that.
So your options
are... I think it's kind of a cute idea, but...
Your options are give the ring back, say, hey, I found this, or... Do another proposal, but just you and her.
Yeah, give the ring back in a cute way, but you've already proposed. Like, you're already engaged.
Or
you don't
bigger,
have to do it again.
Go to a big sporting event and see if they can put you on the Jumbotron.
She'll love that for sure. And then make sure somebody's recording it so they can immediately share it to social media, and then she can go viral.
Uh-huh.
She'll love that.
Yeah.
No, I definitely love the idea. Like, make it super personal. Like, maybe even print out pictures from... the first time you propose that, or make it like a little, some sort of maybe like photo album or something in memory of those first 10 years together.
Yeah.
So that way it's like a, hey, this is our first decade together. I'm proposing again because I can't wait for the next however many decades to come.
Get like a little photo album and put the ring in like the last pocket in the back so that she flips through it and then sees the ring and is like, oh my God, you found it.
Yes.
So,
oh, that's a great idea, Maitland.
Or never tell her, sell it, buy a cool television.
Yes.
And then have Will You Marry Me as the thing, and then just have a ring pop.
Yeah, and then, just give her like a silicone ring.
Yeah. You're like, I gave you one already.
Yeah.
You lost it. So now we got this cool TV.
Yeah. You can keep the ring, but sell the diamond, put in a cubic zirconia. She'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
And then buy a television.
Maybe acknowledge that you wish you hadn't done it that way the first time by saying, like, hey, I know last time it was in a big crowd of people and it made you uncomfortable. So let's do this in a more private setting. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Show the ring.
Yeah. I still love the idea of like pictures of over the 10 years and then lead to the ring in the last. Or maybe take that ring and go get it updated if you can. Mm-hmm. Like, go get it cleaned, or if there's something you can add to it, because sometimes they can do additions or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you can buy another band if you're there. That could be really, really nice. I definitely agree. Do it in private. Okay, if you need advice, people need advice, continues next. 1-800-947-3979. You can text in. You can download our Free Beer and Hot Wings app in the App Store. You can do that and send it right in. Maitland can read those almost immediately, which is nice.
Yeah, we've got one on the app that's they're asking if they just freed a hostage or pissed off their neighbor.
Ooh, we'll get that to that.
Okay.